Hey sis, welcome to episode 51 of Her Renewed Mind. Today is a prophetic day. It is your day to March 4th. So we talk about it. You know, I share a story of my daughter and I moving forward, going to the next level. Oh, so good. And I end with giving you two questions that I want you to ask yourself in order for you to move forward. I hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Her Renewed Mind, where you will be encouraged to develop a deeper relationship with God and feel more mentally focused and connected so that you can enjoy a peaceful life and be a blessing to others. I'm Dr. Candace, a daughter of God, mom of an amazing teenager, and a personal and spiritual development coach with a vivid imagination. I remember waking up in the morning with what seemed like a million thoughts running through my head. I finally realized that my mind was a battlefield, and the way I was going to win the war in my mind was with the Word of God. So, if you are ready to be freed from overthinking and negative thoughts and gain mental focus and clarity, connection with God and others, understanding of your purpose, confidence in your calling so you can be a blessing to others, then this podcast is for you. Grab your water, lace up your shoes, pop in your AirPods. It's time to go on a beautiful journey. Hey sis, do you feel stuck right now? Do you feel like for the past couple of months of this year or even last year that you have just been going in circles? You have a goal or vision in mind, and maybe you've actually taken some steps but gotten to a point where you are not sure how to move forward. Or maybe you need a resource, but you're not exactly sure where to access that resource or what exactly is the resource that you need. But you just know that you need help. There's a dream on the inside of you that's got to get out, that's going to bless and transform the lives of other people. But you just need help. You need help unlocking what's on the inside of you so that you can move forward in grace and bring this dream, this vision, this goal to fruition. Is that you? If that's you, I'm telling you, it is your time to take the next step. And I believe the free workshop that I'm going to offer you is going to help you do that. We are going to talk about what has kept you stuck. Listen, I'm using my language intentionally. What has kept you stuck? Because you're not going to be stuck any longer. I have been there where I've had the dream and it's like I'm going in circles, but I'm so grateful that I've had resources, I've had people to encourage me along the way, accountability. I've had a community of people to ask the tough questions, right? I've had space to dream and write the vision, and then actually the permission, the freedom, the confidence to go ahead and take that next step. I wouldn't be here if that was not the case. So I want you to join me for the Take the Next Step free workshop. If you are interested, please email me and put in the subject line, hashtag next step. And I'm using hashtag because maybe you're not into email, but you are on socials. You can direct message me or comment. I'm sure I'll make a post about it soon, or just find a post on my page and I'll see the notification and type in hashtag next step. Because I'm telling you, I believe that it's time for you to get unstuck so that you can move forward in freedom and be a blessing to the people that are connected to you and all the people that God sends your way. It is time. All right. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to a brand new episode of Her Renewed Mind. This is episode 51, and we're kicking off March just on fire. Welcome to your Monday. Welcome to March 4th. I'm telling you, this day, I love it because God had it planned since the foundation of the world. This day is a prophetic day, right? Today is telling us what we are to do. We are to march forth. My dear sis, Her Renewed Mind, we are marching forth today. And I got something to, I got the marching orders. I have the marching orders. So thank you so much for joining, whether you're joining through YouTube or your favorite streaming app. I'm so grateful you're here. Please, if you're on YouTube, hit that follow, hit that like. If you're on audio only, find the follow button so you don't miss any brand new episodes dropping every Monday with some bonuses sprinkled in, because I get excited and I get stirred up and I drop a bonus. And also, if you're on Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a review with algorithm. You all have heard me say it before if you've been rocking with me, or if you're new here, the algorithm, when you leave a review, it helps to push Her Renewed Mind up so that other people can lock into what we're doing. And I believe that it is a blessing. Let me know if you're being blessed. I know I am myself. It's good to me. Please write a review. I would love to hear what you're thinking, how you're being stirred up. So again, today is a prophetic day, and I don't intend to be on here long, just to give you some goodness. And so take the next step. We are marching forth today. We are marching forward. Everything about us is about movement. You are created to move. You are created to grow. You are not created to stay stuck. No. If you are feeling stuck as you're watching this or listening to this, listen to the voice that you're hearing right now, my voice, telling you that it's time to get up. It's time to take the step forward. So I like to tell stories, and I love it because God just shines his light and allows me to see and gain revelation in my everyday life. So this week, while I'm recording it, you're listening to it on a Monday. I'm recording this on a Friday. Usually my record days are Tuesday, but that didn't happen. Tuesday was such a special day in my life, in my daughter's life, because Tuesday, February 27th, right? Like an ordinary day, but every day with God is extraordinary. And it was a day that I allowed my daughter to drive to school by herself. Oh my goodness. There's a video and everything. I recorded her driving down the street and making a left-hand turn out of our court. And after I hit end on that video and she had turned on, I bawled. It wasn't a long bawl, but I just cried. I was overcome with emotion, with joy, and just like, not disbelief, but just in awe that we're already at this moment that she is driving by herself to school. And I'm like, my God, thank you. And oh my God, it was a mix, but I just had to release what I was feeling. And I was so safe with God to do that. And he gave me peace and joy. And I did not stare at the app that tracks her, Life 360. I didn't stare at it the whole time, but I did peek at it, right? And I, in that moment, I also thought, like, what do parents do? How do you not worry, right? Like, how do you not just pace the floor all day wondering, you know, where they are? Did they make it, right? So that's when trust has to come in. And I think about it because we're talking about taking the next step. We're talking about moving forward, right? Because, you know, as a young person, and I remember when I was coming of age, it was like, okay, 16, the next step is you go get the driver license manual or the driver's manual so you can study, because, you know, the next step is to take the written test. And then the next step is to practice, right? Well, you take the written test, you pass that, you get your permit, your learner's permit, and then you get to practice with the adult in your life. And then there comes a time, after time has passed, that you can take the driving test, right? So Kyla walked through all of those next steps, and she had been asking, right? Because that's what you do when you have gone through the steps. It's like, okay, I'm ready for the next one. The next one was, right, I've gotten my license, mom, or my restricted, and now it's time to drive alone. And I'm like, well, there's some steps I have to take, which is to add you to the insurance, right? Because we're doing things above water. You're not going to be driving without being on my insurance. So we're going to do things safely, right? And I kept putting that off. Let me be honest, right? Because you hear, oh, it's going to double your insurance. But I think for me, adding her made that thing real. Right, because she knew that was the next step on. She had done all her part. She had done her part. So now it was on me. That's a whole word. She had done her part. Now it was my turn to follow through. And I did. And it's so funny because on Monday, her bestie, Destiny, drove to work for the first time by herself. And Kyla's like, Mom, when am I going to drive to school by myself? And I'm like, oh, when you get added to the insurance. Well, I had already called the insurance company. I checked that app. She had been added. I said, well, Kyla, you can drive tomorrow. I can hardly believe that I even said that. I did not sleep a full night's sleep on Monday night because I just kept thinking, oh my, in the morning. And it was thunderstorming. So I was like, well, is she, you know, but when I say God cleared up that thunderstorm and that rain. She drove on to school. She took the next step. And when she FaceTimed me, she said it was smooth. And she showed me where she parked. And it was all good. We already talked it through. I'm talking about taking the next step, right? My goodness, I think about just her growing, her maturing, her being responsible, her being focused. Like that morning, she got up early. She was ready, right? There was preparation and she was ready. She had prepared herself and had confidence. And she also knew, well, I gotta try. I have to get out there and just try, right? She had what she needed. She had done her part. Mom, I had done my part. So now it was time to execute. Now it was time to practice. Well, not just practice, but to do the thing that she had been practicing all along, right? Like all roads led to this moment. My goodness. So, just a few things to note. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible. So, you can take the next step. And I just believe, as you're watching, you're listening, that you have already taken some great strides, made some great strides, and taken some good steps already leading up to this point. And so now it's time to take that next step and execute. Now it's time for you to execute. All roads have led up to this moment. What are you waiting for? Amen. And remember, you're not alone. And thinking about Kyla, I'll say adventure in driving. I was intentional about making sure, and I said it kind of early on, you know, I'm going to make sure that you take driver's lessons. I just thought that was so important. And I also was like, I didn't want to teach her how to parallel. I'm just being honest. I could do the other things, but I didn't want to. I know I could have, but I really didn't want to be the one to teach her how to parallel park. I wanted her to go through driving school. I'm so blessed for her to be able to do that. She took three lessons. I'm actually going to say four because when she took the driver's test the first time, right, the first time she did not pass that parallel parking, but I knew that the next time she took that driver's test, she was gonna pass, and she knew that too. And when I say God was all up in it, I'll have to maybe record a bonus episode to tell you all the testimony in that. It was God. And I'm telling you, I'm a testimony, I'm a witness, Kyla is as well, that with God, all things are possible. And what you are believing for, what's in your heart, he put it there anyway. So he's going to bring it to pass because you wouldn't have known to even dream that anyway. It's God working within you, working within you, Holy Spirit working within you. We are acknowledging that it's him. And he's so creative, right? That he has chosen to use his sons, to use his daughters to bring his plan to pass. I'm telling you, it all comes together, right? Amen. Amen. So, with God, all things are possible. So, this quote from Graham Cook, I've been listening back to Graham Cook again. He has a podcast called Brilliant Perspectives, and it is amazing. So, I definitely encourage you all to go follow him and check that out. He also has a lot of teaching on YouTube, has brilliant Perspectives TV, or maybe brilliant.tv.com might be the website. Graham Cook said expectation is a forward leap, March 4th. So two questions that I want you to write down, to take note of, to ask yourself. Number one, what are you expecting? What are you expecting for your life, for your family, for your business? What are you believing? What are you expecting? Also, what are you believing? That's still, okay, two in one questions. And then the second question, what do you already have within you, around you, that you can use or offer to someone else that can help you move forward? What do you already have within you, within your house, maybe something tangible or intangible that you can use or give, right, to bless somebody else? What you have on the inside of you is not just for you, right? It can be a blessing to you, but I'm telling you, it's for you to give. It's for you to pour out. It's for you to bless someone else, to help bring freedom to someone else, to help bring transformation to someone else. What are you expecting? What are you believing? What do you already have within you or within your reach? Come on, widow woman, when the prophet said, use what you already have in your home that can be a blessing to you and to someone else. Graham Cook said, expectation is a forward leap. That's why I want you to ask that question first. What are you expecting, right? And write that down. And I'm telling you, you're going to start to dream and other things are going to come up within you. And then think about, what do you already have within you so that you can take that next step and be a blessing to yourself and someone else? Maybe it's your story, right? What have you been through that you can say, you know what? It was hell. It was hard, but I came through on the other side. I'm telling you, our testimonies, whoo! I got a beautiful audio testimony today, and I was in the store. I had to stop and listen to that thing. I wish I had my headphones at the time, so I'm holding the phone up to my ear, like, and so much was being stirred up on the inside of me. It was really confirmation for what God had already been talking to me about that morning that I had written down and taken note of. I'm telling you, God is faithful. So your story, your testimony, share with somebody else, okay? You get to decide what platform to use. Maybe it's a hug, right? I went in Walmart today and saw a sis that I knew, and I just hugged her. And then there was a song that came to my mind, and I started quoting the lyrics. And that was all she needed. And me too! Come on, somebody. Maybe you have a song. Maybe you have time. You have advice, maybe just your presence, a listening ear. Man, those are the things. I think sometimes we think, I don't have, wish I could just give them the money. And that's appropriate at times if you have it, right? But other times, your time, your presence is so much more valuable than money. So good. I gave you all so much. I feel like in this time kind of went another way, but I'm glad I have my notes because I basically had this stuff written down. But anywho, so March 4th today, March 4th, maybe your marching 4th looks like you just chilling out, but that's you marching forward because you don't do that. Maybe your March 4th looks like resting on your couch or even watching a movie, pop some popcorn or whatever your snack is, and just kick back and just enjoy your day, because maybe you don't do that enough, right? Or maybe for some, it is, okay, let me take inventory. Let me write down what I'm expecting and then take inventory of what I've had, what I can give, and go execute that thing on this march forward, this March 4th day. I love for you to tell me about it, right? Send me an email. If you follow me on socials, direct message me. And let me drop this. So this morning, like I said, I got an audio testimony kind of later in the day, but it confirmed what I had already written down in my notebook earlier this morning, like literally at like seven something as I was waiting on Kyla to get ready for school. And I'm going to be hosting a free workshop, and then like a VIP option, and then an advance, and I've named a masterclass that I've had before called an advance. I just think it's such a great prophetic word, advance, right? We're talking about marching forward. Yep, and I feel like it needs to be in March, third month of the year. But it is about taking the next step, because I feel like so many are stuck. You've taken some steps and then you've come to a place where you're like, okay, I don't know what to do next. And I'm telling you, you can move forward. You can take the next step. And I'm going to teach you, show you, share with you how to do that, what that looks like. So stay close to the podcast. Stay close to my socials at Vision Speak Consulting on all the platforms. At Dr. Candace J, I think on TikTok. I'm starting to use TikTok a little bit more. Or, email me or jump on visionspeakconsulting.com and send me a message and I'll make sure you get the information. Subscribe on my website and you'll get the information first. Well, you're hearing it here first. But I have to host it. I have to host it because I know that I am to push you forward in love. I'm stirring up the gifts on the inside of you. And it's time. It is time to take the next step. So I'm hosting a free workshop. Then there'll be a VIP option and then an advanced training, a 6-week training. So that at the end of that, you are equipped and activated. And actually, even before the end, you will have already taken the step. And then at the end, we're going to talk about, okay, what's the next step? Right. And you're going to have a blueprint so that after the advance is over, you have your next steps for the rest of the year. It's going to be mapped out in Jesus' name. Write the vision, make it plain so that men who read it will run. Come on. And then that verse 3, though it tarry, wait for it, because at the end it shall speak. Wait for it. It will not tarry. Okay, it's here. Ah, so good. I love you guys. If you have any questions about that, about the take the next step, free workshop, let me know. I'll drop some dates. I'm playing around with some dates, thinking through some dates. I shouldn't have said playing around, but thinking through some dates, what sounds good for me in my life and how things are set up in March. But yeah, it's time. I love you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed. And until next Monday, peace.
Hey there, I hope you are blessed by this week's episode of Her Renewed Mind. If you were, I'd love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a written review in Apple Podcasts. This helps us get the show out to more women who desire a deeper connection with their Heavenly Father. Also, be sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll meet you right back here next Monday.